Welcome back. You're listening to Graphit 94.9 FM and English Only with the Doctor. So yesterday I sent some music videos. On occasion, I send music to some friends of mine. Sometimes I think they're funny. Most of the times it's to my cousins because we have this similar humor. And I sent this video, this music video from, I forget who the music group was, but I said it was Pretty Fly for a White Guy. That's right. That was the song. From 1999, I think, and I was making fun of him because I think he's so young. And I said, this is the year of your birth. This is a song that came out in the year. And he was, I don't think he got the joke, but he certainly, or my little cut towards him, but he certainly did want to correct me. He wanted to make sure I knew that he wasn't such a baby and he was born in 1991. So that said, I just wanted to say that this whole set in the next hour is inspired by the idea of 1991. And this is the best song I could find from the beginning as we start the set. It's called Squeeze My Me Macaroni, Squeeze Me Macaroni by a group called The Bungle. And it's from 1991. It's a jazz funk freakout. And it's very exceptionally a group that is not from Canada. They're from California. And it reminds us how joyful and unhinged the early 90s were. There was a whole era of music that was quite candid. But anyway, so try not to spill your coffee in the spotlight and listen to Squeeze Me Macaroni, which is extremely suggestive. So enjoy. Thank you. That was Squeeze Me Macaroni from 1991, Mr. Bungle. No, it was hard to find songs specifically from 1991, but what I can say about the 90s is it started to change what we, how we saw rock music. It's no longer the Stones. It was, I don't even know. It was, there was a change, and there was the change for me, and in any case, is that music started becoming grungy and alternative and had a little bit more of that, like, European kind of punk into it. And I really did enjoy it. That said, as we kind of cheated in this first set, we're going to talk about how experimental and witty and gloriously weird some of the music coming from Canada at this in the same decade. So as we proceed on this list, we're going to start with Acid Test from their 1991 album On This Trip, a similar name, that's the name of their first this song here, and they're from Toronto. They're a mashed industrial rock group with a similar kind of trippy vibe. So I hope you enjoy it.
Now, son, start smiling, because we're taking you on a trip.
Yeah.
That was Acid Test and Trip on This from their 1991 album. What's interesting is that this was a self-released cassette. Yes, a cassette. Can you believe it? I forgot they even existed. I don't know how I forgot. My first car that I ever purchased was in the mid-90s. And the car dealer, he sealed the deal with promising to buy me a cassette of the Nirvana disc. And I thought in my head, for some reason, it was only a CD. No, but it was a cassette. So on this next, I find that sometimes Canadian music is underappreciated. This is why, this was my motivation for this idea of English Only with a Doctor on 94.9 FM on Graph Hit. And boy, I'm tongue-tied today. So I hope that this is something that is enlightening, that it's not all about Céline Dion or Éric Lapointe or, I don't know, Nickelback. I think that's a very common song, groups that you can hear in France. The next song on the list is from their 1991 album. It'll be the last 1991 song that we'll hear on this set, and it's called A Blur to Me Now from 13 Engines, and the song is called King of Saturday Nights. They are also straight from Toronto, and they offered sharp, literate, alternative rock, and this is an anthem of to people who dream of guitar chords in neon.
She was awake when bloody face as he heard her say, "Where is your crown, the king of Saturday night?" "Go ahead and laugh some more," he replied from the floor. "Tonight I met my match, and now I have to crash, but I'll be the king again next Saturday night." "When the lights went out, there were no shouts. When they closed their awake when he came home late. He killed the cat that was in his past. So don't ever cross the king of Saturday night." Sweet dreams again and again. It's sweet dreams again.
There was a little bit of a Neil Young vibe going on with his voice. I like the grit in this, in the lead singer's voice for 13 Engines of King, and that was their song King of Saturday Nights. It was a little bit melancholic, if I can say honestly. Now, the next band is a little bit more, talking a little bit more of the surge of alternative music. So Finger 11 is... I love this band. They started in the late 80s and early 90s, and they're really, really interesting. I thought they were really great live when I went to live concerts in Canada. And what when I was sharing this set with all the music that I was going to go through today with a girlfriend of mine, she says, "What is with the sexuality?" Because there's a lot of sexual names and lots of let's say suggestive names. So Finger 11 is one of those suggestive names in this list of bands that I have. But they started out as Rainbow Butt Monkeys. And this song is from them, 1995, clip from Letters of Chutney, and it's As Far as I Can Spit.
Help!
to the end. That was so fantastic. It was big riffs, no inhibitions, and maximum fun as far as I'm concerned. I imagine myself being in a mosh pit, which I would never do in real life. And as I was imagining this, I accidentally hit a song on the list, on my list. So you heard a little bit of Tragically Hip in the middle of that, but I closed it really quickly. Now, being said, I would, as a human being, I love people, but I also love being by myself. And rock concerts, folk music concerts, or any kind of music festival, I am totally game. As long as I have that opportunity to kind of like escape into the woodwork. Because too many people and all these energies of too many people kind of freak me right out. So I would never realistically be in a mosh pit. I'd always be looking around and watching and seeing and enjoying how everybody else is enjoying the mosh pit. But anyway, that brings me back to the same, to my dreams, to be more social, I guess you could say. So that was Finger 11 when they were still the Rainbow Butt Monkeys, and their song As Far As I Can Spit from their 1995 album, Letters from Chutney. The next one is a band called King Cobb Steely. King Cobb Steely. And it's a song called One Is a Heifer, from their 1993 album Topic. Now, they were formed in Guelph in 1991, and they fused funk, dub, and experimental grooves. This is proof that alternative rock could dance if you close your eyes and you just let it. We'll be right back. That was just fantastic. I don't know what is on in my mood today. It's really hard and really, I don't know, hard. It's really grungy kind of crazy music. I'm not a big fan of, maybe I should start listening to jazz. I'm not a huge fan of jazz, but perhaps it is time to open my heart to the world of jazz as we listen to this next song from their 1994 album, Silver by Moist. They are a Vancouver band, and they brought emotional post-grunge, I would say, to the Canadian airways, and this is one of their mid-90s theatrical, loud and oddly comforting as far as I'm concerned. Just listen to the lyrics.
So close your eyes, your Christ has come. The crippled boy that you once knew, the charmed enigma, chosen one, with painted lips, skin ripped and torn. Come touch and feel and lick and smell this envy that I've won so well. Everybody wants, everybody sells, everybody begs. So drink me in like tainted wine. Come back down on my shopping cup and taste the dreams that numb the mind. A simple word, a harmless glare that binds me with the thinnest thread and pins me down to pleasure's bed. Everybody wants, everybody sells, everybody begs. Soon forget, been washed out clean till all runs dry. Come touch and feel and lick and smell the hurt that only you could sell. Everybody wants, everybody sells, everybody begs. Sells, everybody begs in time.
I think my favorite verse of that whole song is drink me like tainted wine. I've drank tainted wine before, made me very, very ill. But I like the paradox of that, because the symphony of the instrumental that accompanied Drink Me Like Tainted Wine just makes me think of the paradox of fall. I'm a huge lover of paradoxes. I don't know what it is about me, but I like things that are polar opposites. The leaves that are turning yellow and red against a gray backdrop, and then sunny days where it's cool in the morning and warm. It's almost like the excitement before going to bed, and you know you're going to have a really good sleep. So the next has nothing to do with what I just said on Graphite 94.9 FM and English Only with a Doctor. Our next song is by the Arrogant Worms, and it's called The Last Saskatchewan Pirate from their 1992 Russell Shorts, Like Dirt, their album. That is what they're called. So if Great Big Sea had a mischievous cousin, this would be the Arrogant Worms. They're funny, they're folky, they're full of parody, and I really enjoy listening to them. So I hope you do too.
I used to be a farmer and I made a living fine. I had a little stretch of land along the CP line. But times went by, and though I tried, the money wasn't there. And bankers came and took my land and told me fair is fair. I looked for every kind of job, the answer always no. Hire you now, they'd always laugh, we just let 20 go. The government, they promised me a measly little sum. But I've got too much pride to end up just another bum. Then I thought, who gives a damn if all the jobs are gone? I'm gonna be a pirate on the River Saskatchewan. Cause it's a heave-ho, hi-ho, coming down the plains, stealing wheat and barley and all the other grains. It's a ho, hey, hi, hey, farmers bar your doors when you see the Jolly Roger on Regina's mighty shores. Well, you'd think the local farmers would know that I'm at large, but just the other day I found an unprotected barge. I snuck up right behind them and they were none the wiser. I rammed their ship and sank it and I stole their fertilizer. A bridge outside of Moose Jaw spans a mighty river. Farmers cross in so much fear their stomachs are a quiver, cause they know that Tractor Jack is hiding in the bay. I'll jump the bridge and knock them cold and sail off with their hay. Cause it's a hee-ho, hi-ho, coming down the plains, stealing wheat and barley and all the other grains. It's a ho, hey, hi, hey, farmers bar your doors when you see the Jolly Roger on Regina's mighty shores. Well, Mounty Bob, he chased me, he was always at my throat. He'd follow on the shoreline, but he didn't own a boat. But cutbacks were a-coming, so the Mountie lost his job. So now he's sailing with me, and we call him Salty Bob. A swinging sword, a skull and bones, and pleasant company. I never pay my income tax and screw the GST.
Screw it!
It's Albert down to Saskatoon, the terror of the sea. If you wanna reach the co-op, boy, you gotta get by me. Cause it's a heave-ho, hi-ho, coming down the plains, stealing wheat, barley, and all the other grains. It's a ho, hey, hi, hey, farmers bar your doors when you see the Jolly Roger on Regina's mighty shores.
Arr, matey. Get it? Matey?
Oh, hey, hey, that's really funny. You know, like Louis Riel?
Well, pirate life's appealing, but you don't just find it here. I've heard that in Alberta, there's a band of buccaneers. They roam the Athabasca from Smith to Fort McKay, and you're gonna lose your Stetson if you have to pass their way. Well, winter is a-coming, and a chill is in the breeze. My pirate days are over once the river starts to freeze. I'll be back in springtime, but now I have to go. I hear there's lots of plundering down in New Mexico. Cause it's a heave-ho, hi-ho, coming down the plains, stealing wheat and barley and all the other grains. It's a ho, hey, hi, hey, farmers bar your doors when you see the Jolly Roger on Regina's mighty shores. It's a heave-ho, hi-ho, coming down the plains, stealing wheat and barley and all the other grains. It's a ho, hey, hi, hey, farmers bar your doors when you see the Jolly Roger on Regina's mighty shores. When you see the Jolly Roger on Regina's mighty shores.
That was fun. It was nice to change the really hard, grunge, aggressive drive tune to something more upbeaty and happy with the Arrogant Worms. Now, they are hilarious. If you listen to anything that you see them online, you will be pleasantly surprised. The next group on the list is the Odds. Now, I love the Odds. They come from, I don't know, I don't think that they marked my early adulthood so poignantly that they've anchored themselves in my heart, I think, for the rest of my adult life anyway. This is a song by their 1995 album, Good Weird Feeling. The Odds, if you don't know anything about them, they're from Vancouver. And they're an alternative pop group. They're catchy and a little bit clever, and Eat My Brain is a perfect balance of both of those things. And that's the song from their 1995 album. It's funny, I like it. And fun to listen to.
Yeah.
So there's a little backstory about why I think it's really enjoyable to listen to the Odds, is because I always have this visual memory of them, the times that I've seen them in concert, and they're so fantastic on live. So the first time I ever saw them in concert, I was going to the Odds concert, and it was at a small venue. I don't know, there might have been 1,000 people maximum in the room. And it was at the University of Alberta Power Plant at the time when they were still doing concerts. And I was going there, and I didn't know what to expect. I'd never heard them. A friend of mine said, let's go to this concert. And the first thing that came out were the headliners came out in costume, and they did this awesome like cover band, one phenomenal music piece after another, eclectic and just fantastic. And it so happened to be themselves headlining for themselves, but in costume. This a second time I saw them, they were headlining for a Canadian staple of Canadian rock music, the Tragically Hip, which is now the next song on Graphite 94.9 FM in English Only with a Doctor, with their song called Little Bones from their 1991 album, Road Apples.
It gets so sticky down here.
Fun fact about what inspired that song by Gord Downie, who it was the lead singer of The Tragically Hip, and apparently he was talking to a cab driver in the 90s in New Orleans, and the cab driver had explained to him the basics of life and survival, saying that sometimes you need to you just got to eat, and it's just little bones, which struck Downie so profoundly that he wrote a whole song about it. I think that's pretty cool. What I really like about The Tragically Hip, now their lead singer passed away in 2019, I think, during COVID, or just after COVID, and it was a tragedy. There was a huge funeral for him. Thousands and thousands of people cried, and I cried. I'm not judging anybody. It was a very terrible experience. He had a cancer that was really horrible. It was a brain cancer. My father died of the same thing, so it was very emotional for me as I quickly go through this. What I really like about his music is that he often talked about things that were relevant to Canada, which is really unique. So we're going to move into, this is not really the order that I was had originally done, but I'm going to move to Dinner is Ruined by, and it's called, the band is called Dinner is Ruined, the song that is in the 90s, and it's called Bobby Orr. And they're also a band from Toronto, which I really like because The Tragically Hip is from Toronto, or Burlington, Ontario. No, Toronto. And this song itself is almost like a dream of hockey and a little bit of, it's like a love letter and a punchline at the same time, I guess you could say. So if you know anything about Bobby Orr, he was a great Canadian hockey player. He played for 12 seasons, and all of his career was in the United States. But he was fast, and he was a high scorer, and he was just fantastic. So let's listen to Bobby Orr by Dinner is Ruined.
If he wants to skate when he's just learning to walk, let him skate if he wants to, because it won't hurt them.
Christmas morning,
Christmas
I was 17.
Morning.
Went to California with a hockey team, but I got busted at Dixieland.
I just loved that. That was just fantastic. This was obviously an indie rock band, and it plays a lot of experimental and improvisational kind of music. And I just thought it was just an interesting almost end to this set that has been very eclectically, I would say, angry in regards to the music that I've selected. So as we move to the next song, which is called Jacked, the Ripper by the Gruesomes. This song itself is from 1986, their album Tyrants of a Teen Thrash. And before the Garage Rival was cool, these Gruesomes were doing it better. And this band is from Montreal. And this is just a 2-minute set before the last song, so I thought it'd be really interesting to listen to. Oops. So apparently I'm in this like stick it to you mood, as you're probably on vacation during the vacances de la Toussaint. And as we end, I think the most appropriate end for this set on Graphite 94.9 FM in English Only with the Doctor, as I finally leave the house for this week's set. It's a song called Mange la Marde, and it's by Grim Skunk. And they are a Montreal group, and I was corrected. I wanted my girlfriend, who's from Quebec, and she says, you don't say mange de la merde, you say mange de la marde. It's M-A-R-D-E, and it must be said properly if I'm going to introduce it to all of you to have you discover it. It's from their 1991 album, Autumn Flowers. And this is a punk fury bilingual bite to what perhaps the political climate is today in North America or in some areas of the world. People can just eat it. As we leave on this last set, I wish you a fantastic weekend and a very safe drive home.
On a une dernière chanson à vous jouer à soir. C'est une chanson qu'on a rarement réussi à jouer en spectacle. Mais on l'a jamais mis sur une cassette ou un CD. Fait que c'est peut-être pour ça. Peut-être à soir, on va essayer d'enregistrer la chanson. Puis si c'est pas mal bon, on va la mettre sur le démo de Autumn Flowers. C'est une chanson qui plus ou moins envoie chier tous les gens qui personnellement me font chier sans arrêt.
Puis,
chanson qui s'appelle Mange la marde.
On vous invite toutes à chanter avec nous, tous en cœur.
Ouais, si vous connaissez les paroles, vous pouvez chanter, hurler. On va vous entendre. Sur l'enregistrement, peut-être, ça serait pas pire. Salut, Vincent.
avec de la moutarde. Yam yam c'est bon,
yam yam c'est bon,
ils doivent être en saison. On va s'en voir dans une coupe de mois. Merci tellement. Trippé comme des assises de malade pour l'instant de vos jours!
Y'a les jeunes, comment les jeunes?